Hey, everybody! It's that time on the weekend. Ooh, a weekend hot minute, Christine. Nothing sounds better to me. I like it. We made it. We're here. It's wonderful. And yes, it is a time for renewal. It is that time. We're halfway through the weekend, as I the month. We're halfway through the month, as I talked about yesterday on our Friday hot minute. And I just want you guys to take the time this weekend to do a couple of things. And it is a part of a celebration, the national holiday. You guys, this weekend it's National Learn to Swim Day. Now we all remember that, right? Most of us, whether we were in classes or we were just thrown out by our parents in the middle of the water just saying, okay, swim. You can do it. You're born that way. You could swim, right? You can float at least. You guys, life can sometimes feel like that. There are times when the best we can do is just simply float on top of the water. And by the way, that is great enough. And there are other times where we're just swimming like crazy, but we feel like we're going nowhere. Just keep swimming. There are times when you're with the current and it's pushing you along and life just seems easy. That's right, you're in the zone. You're right where you're supposed to be. That time does seem to ebb and flow and come and go, and there's things that we learn and there's strokes that we learn as well, and we find ways to not simply survive, but to thrive in this space. Just keep swimming. Just keep learning. Just keep growing. Just keep expanding. More than anything, keep your head above the fray. Don't find yourself dipping below the surface. Keep your head above. That's important, right? We all need to breathe. Not only that, that's where you can see. You can see for days what it is that you want to do, you want to create for your life next. Christine, that's my thought for a weekend as we celebrate National Learn to Swim Day.
And I love the metaphor because it's actually just so incredibly on point and correct, at least as far as I'm concerned, obviously, and so are you. Everybody gets to make their own choices and decisions. And guys, I have a couple things that I want to share today for your weekend to gnaw on and think about. And one is what I just said. You get to choose what you think about pretty much anything, right? You get to choose. It is your choice. It is your voice. It is your thoughts. It is your soul. And only your soul has the answers that you actually are looking for. Sometimes when you listen to somebody else talk, you might agree with some of the things that they are saying or resonate with, but lots of it you probably don't. And to give yourself the space and the latitude to recognize, no, I don't agree with that. Is something very important because that is connected to your authentic voice. So just chew on that for a little bit and notice what your, where are you? Where's your voice? Where is your opinion and your thoughts and your feelings around the authenticity of what is being said or done? Notice. That's the beginning of wisdom, is paying attention. And the other piece that I want to share this weekend, because I'm just so busy with this drop-down to-do list that I sometimes when you are up to bat and you've got to get things done, you make that list the priority. And trust me, you will feel so much better in taking the time, finding the energy, taking the moment just to check those boxes off, that it helps you stay focused with what you want to do and what you need to do. And there is a message right now for a lot of us just to check those boxes, and it's mundane stuff, and you might not want to do it. Get it done. You'll be happy with yourself moving forward, and you'll also not have those fire drills that you're going to have to, run and go scramble around later on in the month. Because for a lot of the pin cycles, Deb, those are going to hit at the end of the month if you don't take care of them now. So get it done now. All right, you guys, that's my hot minute for this weekend. We'll catch you on Monday.
And that's another hot minute.